Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There are certain things that will peg you as a member of your generation. Mm. The music you listen to.
Oh, yeah.
The clothes you wear. Mm. Ankle socks seem to be a big tell these days.
A style.
Yeah. Mm. But someone in this room claims she doesn't need to see you.
Mm-mm.
She doesn't need to hear you as a man. To know exactly how old you are.
It's what you leave behind.
Oh.
This woman claims, with just her nose, she can tell you what year you were born in. And she says it applies to every man listening to this show.
You should get a job at the state fair.
No, because it always smells like pig crap. You're hanging out at the Breaker, brought to this Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it.
All right.
Kimmy, you noticed you had an uncanny talent over the holidays.
Yeah. So I was stopping by a friend's house, dropped something off, and the second I entered her doorway, I immediately knew that her dad had been there.
How?
The smell.
Oh.
It wasn't a bad smell.
Okay.
It was just like the same. I knew a man over the age of 60 had been in this house based on the scent left behind.
So it's like old man cologne?
I don't know what the scent is, but it is a scent that I would say every man over the age of 55 smells like.
Okay.
And it's got to be the cologne that you guys wear or wore and just stuck with the rest of your life.
No, but that doesn't make sense because not every man wears the same cologne.
No, but there was a standard men cologne that guys wore.
There are a few scents where it immediately takes me back to my dad having his buddies over for Monday night football or something. It was just this cloud of scent that lingers.
There's some heavy colognes out there.
Yeah, it is a little heavier of a smell, and it doesn't go away for days.
So you're telling me it's not like a natural thing that's coming out of their pores?
No, it's not like a bad smell. It's not like BO. It's just a specific scent. Yeah.
Okay, can you describe what this scent is?
It's I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how to describe
the
scent.
It's hard to describe a scent.
But it is very heavy.
Okay.
You know, it's not like a light, fresh scent.
Ooh. Take that.
It's not bad, though. It's not a bad thing. It's just a smell that I now associate with the older set.
So you're telling me if a man over 55 was in a room that you walked into, you could immediately...
I think so. And they wear enough of it, too, that it leaves it behind for a while.
So there are a lot of Tonys out there.
And I told my husband this, and he 100% agreed. He's like, I know exactly what scent you're talking about.
By the way, I love how Tommy's taking a shot. She's describing you.
I don't smell.
Kimmy?
I don't think I have not smelled you, which is a good thing.
Day.
You don't smell bad, but I don't know what kind of cologne you wear.
Would you like to get close to him and smell him now? Okay.
You wouldn't smell me?
I don't want to smell you.
I'm so disgusting you couldn't smell
me. No, it's not that you're gross. I just don't want to smell my coworkers.
You want her to come smell you right now?
No, but I'm a little appalled. I say no. Like, no.
Okay, so.
What?
I just find it weird where it's like, oh, how dare you not want to smell me? Come over here, young woman I work with, and smell me. Smell me.
Sniff.
You think I'm that offensive?
Is this something that other people notice? 252-WCMF, 252-9263? Because there's always been an old man smell.
Right, but like those old colognes that have heavy hang time. Like Old Spice, the original white bottle of Old Spice.
Mm-hmm.
That's got heavy hang. And the other one that really sticks out, that you can't, once you put it on, you'll smell it for days. And that is the original green Polo bottle.
Okay.
That stuff is toxic. Because everybody wore it back in the day. That was like the first fancy cologne guys, like of my generation, bought at the mall.
Okay.
Was Polo.
Okay.
And then it was like Dracar and those types, you know?
Sure, sure, sure. But like when I say old man smell, the old man smell I'm referring to, like the 70, 80, 90-year-old guy, that's not a cologne.
Well, that's medicine.
Or their body.
Yeah.
I always assumed like when guys hit a certain age, their bodies just started to produce a certain natural smell.
Probably does. You're getting old. You
right?
know, and everything's backing up on you.
Is that a body breaking down?
Oh,
I'm being
sure.
serious. No, I'm.
Well, yeah, it is.
That's kind of horrifying.
Well,
that
your body...
going to smell your own demise.
Right. Well, you're smelling your own decay.
Ah, see? That's terrible.
But that's life. I mean, you're going to. Everybody croaks, man. We all check out the same way.
Okay, yeah. I just don't want to smell myself dying.
It's not like you're rotting away like it's a, you know, something horrible.
What else would the smell be?
It's a pleasant rot. Pleasant man rot.
Also, the way we describe this show. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy claims that she can walk into a room. And if a man over 55 has been in that room within the last 15 minutes,
yeah.
she will know immediately because of a specific smell that she herself cannot describe.
There are also smells that I think were popular when we were kids that take me back when I smell them, but I don't know if guys still wear those smells. You know, like I'll smell it and immediately know that's, you know, I would think a guy our age would be wearing it. But I don't know how many guys really stuck with it.
All right, so here's what happened. We're talking cologne. We all of a sudden grew up in a golden age for cologne where, like,
every store had their own version.
And not only that, like, even like high-end places started producing multiple colognes for all their lines where, like, you had five.
Yeah.
So, like, for Tommy's generation, they got one. They stuck
every
with it.
Every store had their own line of colognes.
Yeah. Whereas I think most guys.
Too many options.
Yeah, like between like 30 and 50 have the opportunity to pick and choose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're trying to describe the smell. Dan thinks he's got it.
Okay.
He's on CMF. Hey, Danny. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I've got it. It's the daddy smell. I heard about it first. Like, I'm 54. Like, when I was in my 30s, I'm a Latino male. I'm used to wearing good quality colognes, but at one point I switched to Aquavelva. And that's exactly what happened. I was told I had a daddy smell. It's
okay.
Aquavelva, Old Spice,
like,
Menace.
That's like more like aftershave. Where you splash it on your face. You put a lot of it on.
You do, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, but...
Yeah, you're supposed to, like, tap your face with it.
But, Dan, let me ask you, because I'm a little confused. You said you were a Latino guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, which means we wear cologne all the time.
No, that's what I'm getting at. When you say daddy, like, D-A-D-D-Y like a dad, or D-A-D-I like Latino sexy guy?
No, like an old man dad.
Okay, gotcha. No, because that would be confusing if someone was like, ooh, daddy. I'm like, that sounds great. No, like my father.
No, not a cool who's your daddy kind of thing. No, not Big Poppy.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, Dan, I just wanted to make sure we were all on the same page here. So, Dan, did you switched out of it? Did it bother you?
Immediately it did. I was like, I smell like an old man. I never bought Aquavelva again.
So what do you wear now?
Gasoline.
Polo, of course. Latino dude. Come on.
Right.
Warren, something like that.
Which polo? Which color, Dan?
Actually, right now, I actually have a Mont Blanc cologne and a Burberry called Touch.
Boy, this guy's high.
Ooh, look at you. All right. Well, Danny, keep doing
it. In all seriousness, metrosexual over here, for sure.
Hey, well, hey, man.
Chica.
You do you. I work with one of those, so you're good company.
Yep.
Dan, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Can I do a quick sidebar of anger?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. When did men's colognes become so hard to pronounce?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because, like, I didn't know.
You have to have that heavy French. Because
I my wife got me.
Cordial.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
My wife got me, it says YSL on the bottle. but it's ye.
Isn't that called the War Memorial?
Yves Saint Laurent.
Yves Saint Laurent.
But I don't know if it's Yves Saint.
Doesn't matter. Just say it like that.
Well, you took French.
I took for barely for only 6 years. I can't speak a word of it. I like if you go in to buy a man's cologne. Yeah. It all sounds the same. Can I get
that one?
Mon plan Yves Saint Laurent.
It's like you're having a stroke.
Oh yeah. Oh,
try it. Stroke.
Smell good.
Try it with your good hand.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. If Kimmy came in here and said, oh, Tommy was in here, would that bother you enough to change your scent?
Well, I would have questions. Well, because I think I wear a really good cologne.
Well, every guy thinks that. That's why they put it on.
No, but I think I'm one of the good ones.
Like, I think I wear like a medium scented cologne that doesn't overpower.
I think Pat's asking, would it bother you if you could be identified by your scent?
Because that means I'm doing too much.
Well, which is weird because everything else you do when people make fun of you, you stick with it. You think that jacket looks great. You fought your wife on your Billy White Shoes Johnsons that she made you throw out. Right? But the scent would be the one you'd change based on opinion?
Well, I guess it makes you kind of like it's not appealing.
Like, not like what's going on now with you.
Well, I'm doing the best I can.
No, you're not. You could just wear a shirt like a normal person.
I have a shirt on.
You're wearing a jacket and a rib turtleneck sweater. You know, I'm nailing this. The smell, though.
Standard look.
Nobody looks at you and goes, wow. In fact, your jacket is so long in the arms, it's covering your knuckles. You got baby arms.
Well, I wonder, too,
like
if
Teddy Ruxpin.
Every scent dies with that generation because you don't. It's not something you pass along to your kid because as a kid, you don't want to smell like an old person.
Okay.
It probably makes its way out eventually.
You bring up a great point. Like when it comes to like smells for women versus men, you know, nostalgia, we talk all the time. It's a very powerful thing.
Yeah.
Lots of things come back around again. You never see men's cologne loop back around.
No.
But there are classic women's scents that have existed since like the 30s and 40s that women today still wear.
Yes and no. But there are a few like very rosy smells that, it smells like an old woman, I think, to most people.
Okay.
You're right. There are some classics.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy claims she could walk into a room that a man over 55 has been in and based solely on smell, identify... That man was there. She's like a bloodhound for old guys. So if you commit a crime and the suspect's over 60.
Don't wear cologne.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, buddy?
You are wrong. When people do see Tommy, they say, wow, how do he get his hair so unnaturally black? A can of Simonized shoe polish. What is happening here? Did he go to Trends with a Z? Not sure. And Kimmy does have a job at the state fair. She's holding the line for people to ride her husband, see if they can stay on for 8 seconds. Big burly guy. Love you, Kimmy.
He's coming out on fire. Go ahead, Jeremy.
I've always wanted to talk about this because I don't know how to bring it up, or I didn't even know where to go with it. But 30 years ago, there were a scent that like older Italian men that would wear that I don't know what it is. I hate all cologne and perfume, but man, it was like the greatest smell on earth. And you can't just walk up to an old guy and go, hey, what are you wearing? Because you know, they'll cart your ass off to lock you up. So I'm glad somebody has brought this up. I don't know if it's still the same scent 30 years later because I'm not sniffing old guys as they walk into buildings. But, yeah, maybe it's the same thing Kimmy's talking about. Okay. I have no idea.
All right. Well, this kind of did take a weird turn to your smell fantasy with old Italian men because we could have helped you. We need something more than that old Italian man smelled good. What did it smell like?
Meatballs in your pocket? Maybe. Maybe not.
Can you describe it? Oh, okay. Never mind. There goes Jeremy. Sorry, I stepped on his meatball.
No, you could just go down to the Italian American Club and ask them.
By the way,
they're all there right now.
I think a man asking me what cologne I was wearing, I would take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
Right?
I think most guys will just tell you flat out. Yeah.
What are you wearing? Just, you know, don't say it. Weird.
What do you mean?
Hey.
What are you wearing?
What are you wearing?
What you got going on over there, buddy?
I smell good. I smell real good. All right, I'm going to tell you, can I do a quick sidebar too here?
Yeah.
And I see you guys on hold. We'll get there. Because, Kimmy, a lot of people are guessing what it is. A lot of people, Brute is what a lot of folks
call. Okay,
Brute goes
all
the way back
to,
like, my high school days. And it was cheap.
Would you wear Brute?
No.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
Okay. So something that's starting to freak me out is we talked about like the loop back around and scents. There's a girl I dated in high school that I was really into. And she wore this specific scent. And I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
Right? But
she was a kid.
Well, she was a teenager.
Yeah.
I was also a teenager.
Mm-hmm. Just have to point that out now.
You make things sound so bad without trying. How do you have a talent like that? It's not.
I don't know.
I'm starting to notice it.
Yeah.
On my, like, kids my daughter's age.
Yeah.
So it came around again. Well,
yes. But I'm smelling it, and it's taking me back to, like, yeah. that girl. Like, oh, yeah. man. But I'm also smelling it on teenage girls, which is kind of free. Like, yeah. you get
well,
what I'm saying,
one
right?
That I knew a bunch of girls used to spray, like, at school. They'd keep it in their purse, and Breezy down the hall has it sometimes. And the second I smell it, it takes me right back to high school.
Yeah, it's just, it's a weird side-by-side, because it's like, oh, man, you know, young love back yeah. in the day, that's a 15-year-old girl.
But, you know, it makes sense that these companies would just take those old scents and just rebrand them again. Call them something different and sell it again.
Sure.
Like, they didn't have to even invent anything. Because I still smell, my aunt and my grandmother used to wear this stuff that was toxic.
It was called Dude's Dongs.
It was called a dong.
Can I get, you said a dong? You were saying, I'm sorry.
But I smell it now again on people. And so it was called Touche Moi. And it was really heavy. And I'm thinking they just rebranded it to something else and sold it to another generation.
Okay, could be.
Wait, are you sure it was Touche Moi? It was your mom and your grandma, right?
No, it was my aunt.
Aunt and your grandma.
For this joke, let's throw my mother in there.
Are you sure they weren't wearing like... Le Nom the neighborhood?
You're making my blood clot move.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Sam. Hey, Sammy, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys this morning?
Good, man. What's up?
Nothing. So that scent for me, I think she's referring to would have to be a preferred stock. You know, I'm 39, grew up with just my father, and that was his choice, and, man, I hated that stuff.
Preferred stock? I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, preferred stock. It was before Jakar and all that, and it was just disgusting. but I mean, I dreaded it, but... you know, for me, I think the OG has to be that original bottle of Curve for $10 at Walmart.
Oh, I forgot yeah. about Curve,
buddy. I got one of them sample Christmas packs of like the four different Curves.
And yeah, so that still exists.
It does still exist. By the way, I did not get bit by a mosquito for like 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
All right, hey, what are you wearing now, Sammy?
To be honest with you, I'm not even in the cologne game. I can't afford
He's
it.
Out.
I'm a single father of three, so.
I get it.
Yeah, man, I won't even wear anything now. Maybe a body spray once in a while, but...
No, I wouldn't say that out loud again. But, Sam, thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it. Good luck with it.
Have a good day.
There goes Sammy.
Sammy Sense.
All right, what's the maximum age a man can get away with wearing a body spray?
I would say college. That's like that Axe body spray that had a trigger on it.
Yeah, you needed
a... It looked like you were getting a mace demonstrator.
There was a 3-day cooling off period yeah. between buying it and getting it.
You look like you were in the Guatemalan military with that thing.
Kimmy, what's the max age for a man to wear a body spray?
I say college.
Oh, I think once you get out of high school, right?
Oh, you're not even college.
Okay, maybe college, but at that point, like, I would think somebody would set you straight. You should be, like, growing up and your smell should reflect that.
Because, you know, you're spraying your junk with that. You're crop dusting your junk with that.
Yeah, spray. But again, you only make that mistake a couple of times.
Some guys just do it and just hold, yeah, just grip something real quick.
I told you, I would say
you'd be phasing it out by the time you're out of school. Yeah.
I used to aftershave my balls when I was in that bagpipe band when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because you have to wear it.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah, it hurts. But, like, I also, like, when I started having kids, like, I worried, like, I'd done something terrible.
Yeah.
Like, my kids, you know what I mean? Like. My child's green for some reason because I've been putting aftershave on the bare testicle. We got Facebook messages coming in. I see you guys on hold. 252-WCMF. You can always get us at WCMF Break Room on Facebook, probably. Daryl writes us. Daryl looks to be in his 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you did piss one person off.
What's that?
He says, Kimmy should talk. Young girls have a specific smell, too. They all smell like cheap perfume that hurts your nose.
Oh.
I thought middle school boys wore too much scent, but millennial women are the worst.
Hmm. Oh.
I don't get that. Do you?
Well, not around a lot of. What's a millennial woman?
Breezy, Kimmy, Hope.
No, I don't
know. Hope might be too young.
Yeah, you might be right. By the way, the way you said that makes it sound like you're trying to smell them every day. No, I'm not trying to smell them.
No, but I walk
by
them.
No, I don't want to smell them.
I think the thing is,
I've had conversations with them and never smelled nothing.
How do you make everything sound so creepy?
I know.
I don't intentionally sniff these women.
Again, the fact that you keep saying it makes it sound so bad.
But now I want to smell them.
Oh, my God.
Well, just to know what they smell like. Not the only time sexual and nasty. I just a scent.
You know what's funny? If we went and grabbed Breezy and we were like, hey, can Tommy smell you? She'd be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I would let her smell me.
Give me your second.
We're Snaz Buddies. Snaz Sisters.
Snaz Sisters.
I think with women, though, there are just so many different scents. And we have no problem, like, switching it up every now and then, too. So I can't think of, like, a standard, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
No,
I think I could be wrong.
I think what we're establishing here is the fear of messing up for men, right? Because we know
going too far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Men, we find a style we like, and we stick with it as long as we can. Yes. Some guys way too long.
Yeah.
I think that once you get a compliment on your cologne.
Yeah, you're locked in.
Forever and ever.
If some chick, if a hot chick says, man, you smell good, that's it. You're never getting rid of that cologne.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, we'll take one more call. Bloodhound Kimmy claims that she can smell when a man over 55 has been in a room even after they left. She can't describe the smell, but she knows they've been there. Jay's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Jay, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. First of all, I'm 73, so I've been through a litany of various scents. The first thing you do is you let
You know what he's on right now?
What's that?
Poo.
Make the decision, make the decision as to which cologne she likes, and you go from there.
Okay.
So I've been through the, you know, the never the Axe stuff. That's for 15-year-olds. But the Brut and English Leather, things like that. Now I'm wearing Sauvage by Dior. I was wearing YSL because Lenny Kravitz was wearing it. But the thing is, my wife always tells me, she walks into a room and can smell me, it's like I put too much on. So, again, it's a matter of letting your better half make that decision.
Or Lenny Kravitz.
All right, but Jay, here's a problem. Two problems. One, going to the Lenny Kravitz thing. Mm. Lenny Kravitz works out in leather pants. I'm not making that
he
up.
He also wears sunglasses.
Yeah, okay.
Night.
So back in the day, I did the same thing, but that was, you know, 50 years ago.
No,
so.
But I guess what I'm saying is, like, if you work out in leather pants, you probably smell really bad. Yeah. I don't know if I want to smell like Lenny Kravitz. Yeah. But, Jay, I mean,
I'm just saying, he's attractive in terms of the ads, at least trying something.
Okay.
Trying something new once in a while.
Fair enough. But, Jay, you know, you bring up, you're right. When you have a woman in your life that can tell you what's good and what's bad.
Point you in the right direction.
Exactly. Yeah. I think the bigger problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the bigger problem is guys that don't have that. You're a blind man walking through Darktown. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. The blind leading the blind.
Exactly. All right, we got to the bottom of nothing, but Jay, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
There goes Jay. Lenny Kravitz smelling Jay. all right, so now a lot of guys are arguing you're smelling beard oil instead of cologne.
Well, you would know.
I mean, again, it's possible, but this is, well, actually, no, because her dad doesn't have a beard, so.
Okay.
I mean, unless he's putting it in his hair.
That's the other weird thing. You guys put, like, oils in your hair.
So I use this tonic.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Shut up. You have hair tonic?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it give you vigor?
It sure does. I think it helps with my sperm count.
Yeah, God, we need that. What are you using sperm count for now?
Your mom. What are you setting up so easy?
She's far too old to mother a child. Please don't. It's a problem for everybody. Let's take a break.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we've just been talking about smells and scents for the last 30 minutes. And like we had said, a scent has the ability to bring you back to a certain time in your life. Mm. So I guess in that way, this is logical.
What we got?
But would you want to be with a woman that smells like this?
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, Miller High Life, every holiday season is known for doing something crazy.
A little wacky.
Yeah, offering you something like, for example, in 2021, they had a dive bar scented candle.
Mm.
The year after that, they had dive bar scented ice cream.
Okay.
Or dive bar flavored, ice cream. This year, and you can get it today, starting at, I believe, noon, they are selling Miller High Life dive bar scented perfume.
Oh. So you just smell like an old barfly?
I don't know. They say it's meant to capture the smell of every familiar dive bar scent, from the satisfying crack of freshly opened beer to the comforting, savory taste of classic bar snacks.
I was thinking like gin and cigarettes.
They say it smells like cedarwood, patchouli, sea salt, and tobacco.
Oh. But that sounds manly.
It does sound manly.
I was going to say, I could see putting that in a candle, right? Dive bar scented candle, but to wear it as a perfume, it's interesting.
So they call it a perfume, which gives me the impression that this is for women.
Yeah.
But then the way that they say it smells gives me the impression it's meant for men.
Or it could be just like one of those sprays that people keep in their bathroom and stuff.
It's being sold as a scent to wear on your body. Okay. All right, so I guess my question is this.
What's that?
Like, as we've had this discussion about scents and things over the last 30 minutes, right? Do you have enough fond memories of the dive bar days of your life where a woman that smells like that would be a turn on?
No. No.
No?
No. Turn on, like, it would sexually excite me for her to smell like bars I used to hang out in?
Yes.
No.
I think you're underestimating how powerful that draw might be.
Okay.
Because I think about this, man. So, like, those days, as much as while we were living them, they were tough.
Yeah.
We remember them as the best days of our lives.
Well, I'm going all the way back to my beginning drinking days.
Yeah.
And most of those dive bars didn't have women in them.
Okay.
So I don't have a memory of a hot chick at a dive bar.
Okay.
Where your drinking experience was more unisex than mine was.
No, you're right. It was nothing for a woman to walk into a bar that would sell you.
That didn't happen in the 1970s.
Okay, all right. So I guess this would be a generational difference kind of thing.
It would have to be.
Which is weird, because I mean, look, I do have very fond memories.
Oh, I do too.
Of like meeting these girls in these bars, hanging out, having a grand old time. And I think the memories of that, well, that maybe, scent coming back, might do it for me.
That might be something you could sell to people like you.
But it would be weird
you
for that.
People.
What do you mean, you people?
You people.
It would be weird for that scent to be coming off my wife, though, because that's not where I met my wife.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she's not the kind of girl that I would have met in a dive bar in my 20s.
Because you'd be with your wife, but you might start thinking about those days.
Yeah.
That's going to not be good.
But would this work for, like, women in their 20s, 30s, and 40s to bring those guys back to that moment? Like, hey, remember when I was wild? I got 3 kids now, but they're not here. They're at home.
Remember me 30 pounds ago?
Well, I love how you say that, too. Like, guys that were semi-attractive in those dive bars now look anything like they did.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
Like, I
guys are supposed to go bad. That's the deal.
Women are... What are you talking about? That's not fair.
Women fight it. Men don't.
You fight it. Look at you.
Thank you.
That wasn't a compliment. No, fighting it doesn't mean you're accomplishing
it. You love to point out when guys let themselves go. It's like your favorite hobby.
Why don't I ever do that? Why do I ever point out people?
You've done it 4 times today on the TV and people around in the world.
You love to point out somebody grows out of their clothes.
No, it's fine. I guess like what you were attracted to back in the day, would you still be attracted to that same thing? Like if a woman, let's say hypothetically, dressed as a woman, would have been dressed in a dive bar when you were a kid.
That made you look hot, yeah.
So that would do it for you.
Yeah, because that was a pretty trampy look.
But you're a different person.
Though. I understand, but it would take me back to them trampy days.
Sunday, Monday, trampy days.
But you know what I mean. I grew up in a trampy time.
No, I every time for in your 20s.
As a tramp.
Yes, but again, tramp is such a wrong word to
no,
use.
It's not.
No, it is, because like they were just kids. We were just kids.
Your tramping fun days.
Around. Like they should do a tramp evolutionary chart of the tramp, like for my generation, every generation of tramp.
Okay. Kimmy.
Yeah.
A non-tramp.
Can I ask you
Thank
a question?
You.
If your husband pulled you aside one day.
Yeah.
You guys are talking, listen, I kind of have this fantasy that I think I might have discovered.
Okay.
Could you dress like a chick trying to pick up a guy at a bar in 2006? Would you do that for me tonight?
Oh, he's asking
me. He's asking you to do it.
Like a fantasy girl.
Yeah, I want you to put on the low-rise jeans. I want to see the thong coming up over the top.
I can't do it. I just told you. I cannot go back to the low-rise jeans. I would feel like, because here's the part of it, too. Like, girls dressed like that in middle school when I was growing up.
Okay, I guess.
It would be like, it would be weird to go back to that, but in a fantasy world, I don't know.
You're not wearing it out of the house.
There's not a lot of crossover for me.
You're not going to wear it out of the house. You're just going to wear it 4 a.m. in the house. I'll take you out to the thrift store. We'll try and find some of these clothes. You wouldn't do that for
me? I mean, I would try it, I guess. I couldn't take it seriously,
though. He wants the zigzag part in your hair.
I'll try it. Sure. Get that scrunchy hairspray in there, too.
Would it disturb you if he asked you to do that?
I would be a little weirded out if he asked me to do that, I think.
But, I mean, that's what he was...
It's like role-playing, almost.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, like,
but even that, again, I've said, I don't think I could do it seriously.
Juice goes off.
I would feel like I'm in a costume.
Well, yeah, that's what role-playing is.
I understand, but not in a sexy way.
Okay. All right, let me ask you this question. Right. Let's say he's got a... teacher fantasy,
okay.
Or he's got 2006 20-year-old fantasy.
Okay.
Which one would bother you less? Would you rather dress like a sexy teacher or you in 2006?
Me in 2006.
Okay.
It just was not, like, looking back, I don't look at myself as being attractive in those photos. You know what I mean? It wasn't like the highlight.
Looking back.
Yes.
Looking back. Yeah.
No, like, those were
the... forward.
Now you went silent, you bitch.
Those were the awkward years.
Those years.
Too late. You already missed.
Yeah.
It's like throwing a football after they blew the whistle. Play's over. Oh, touchdown. No, but I mean, okay. I mean, I get where you're coming from. It would also be weird if my wife asked me to do like the...
To put your JNCO jeans on.
But I would do that for
put
her.
Put a pink popped collar on.
But women don't have those kind of fantasies. But guys have more of those kind of like sexual fantasies. Than women do.
Again, I don't know if that's true, because it's possible you're right. It's possible that women's minds don't work that way. Mm. It's also possible that women are afraid to ask or bring it up.
Why?
But I think that that's a different... For me, like, asking somebody to dress up like you have a certain job or something, like a construction worker or something...
Or
is
a
different,
firefighter.
...is different than dressing up as you as a younger person.
Right. Okay.
Like a throwback.
Yeah.
That would disturb you?
It's just a different... I don't see that as a sexy thing.
Okay. We were all sexier when we were younger, unless you weighed 300 pounds.
And we're flappy.
A lot of that fashion, it just wasn't a good look for guys or girls.
No, I get it, but you were attracted to it at that point.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, but I moved on, and I don't see that as attractive now. I think we all look goofy.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a personal question.
Okay.
And you don't have to answer if you don't want, as this has now gone into sexual fantasy dress-up. You brought up the having someone dress for a job,
yeah.
Right? You're a construction worker. We have talked on the show about how firefighter might be the sexiest fantasy job for a woman, your husband being a firefighter. Has he brought the helmet home yet?
I mean, he brings his stuff home all the time. Well, because he has to.
But?
It kind of stinks, if I'm going to be honest. It would be the same way as like if your wife told you to bring your hockey bag up. Like,
oh, I'd do that in a second.
Yeah, and
put on my hockey pants and my helmet.
Puke from the smell.
Okay, I don't know why you're being rude. I asked you a simple
puke
question.
From the smell.
It is. By the way, my gear is not that bad.
Okay.
I'm not a smelly guy.
Okay.
Are you done? So you're telling me
it's not the way you picture it.
It's
gross. It's dirty. It's kind of stinky. It's not. Cool.
So you're telling me then that you have not dipped your toe into the firefighter fantasy with your husband?
No.
Man, what the hell is wrong with you?
I'm telling you, it's not...
The fantasy sleeps next to you!
The fantasy is a fantasy because you don't see the real thing.
Okay, but my wife is...
You know what I mean?
Behind the music.
My wife is... She's a doctor. In scrubs, does it for me. Long coat, does it for me.
But that looks like a costume. I mean, like...
Looks like a costume when my wife wears it? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying... The actual outfit she's wearing could be also be a costume. It's not that different from somebody dressing up that way.
Same with a firefighter.
It's like I said. It's not. Once you see the real thing, you're like, oh.
But your wife doesn't come home smelling like
she's been in a fire.
Yeah.
Only days where she sees you as a patient.
Because it would be different, I mean, if your wife came home covered in blood and stuff from what she was doing all
day. Oh, honey, you smell like pus.
Well, yeah, but if she's coming home smelling of blood, it was probably a bad day for her. I'm not making that move.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, once you see, like, her actual, like, the actual stuff that she had to do all day, she's wearing it. It's a little different.
All right.